Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We'll be hearing today all about the Cameron Art Museum summer classes. They've had some that began in June or are going strong right now. If you have missed out, don't feel bad. There are plenty more classes that start in July and registration is still open for them. My guests today are Georgia Mastroini, who is the Director of Youth and Family Education at the Cameron Art Museum, and one of the instructors, Kyra Van Sickle, who is an artist as well, is one of the teachers, and she is here. So first of all, thank you both for coming. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jamila. Great to be here.
Good. Let's talk about the museum school. When I think about the museum school, I think about the Panco Art Center, but it's more than that. There's actually classes in the museum.
Yes, in the past couple of years, we have expanded the education program to include the Studio One space, which was formerly our gift shop area, and we now use it full-time morning, noon, and night for a variety of different classes throughout the year.
Wonderful. And the Panco Art Center is primarily where Hiroshi Tsuyoshi teaches the clay classes?
Yes, that's where he works, and he teaches classes for adults in the mornings and in the evenings, and then also has different days for people to stop by and other sorts of pottery-related programming.
Now let's talk about some of the classes that are starting up.
Yeah, we have a great lineup for all ages of youth, kids camps, as well as middle schoolers and for high schoolers. So we've got several week-long programs that are going to be starting up in July as well as August.
And tell us about a few of those. What are the week-long programs like? Do they focus on one particular medium, or do they go into various media?
They do. And so what we're going to be offering for the middle schoolers, we're going to be doing a clay week-long class focused for them, as well as drawing. And then later in July, I'm going to be teaching a week-long class in mixed media, acrylic mixed media, and we're also going to have an introduction to drawing techniques as well.
Oh, my. There's also classes for young ones, and you teach those, don't you, Georgia?
Yes, I do. We actually started the program last week, and we had a wonderful start to the session. We have camps that are offered for 5 to 8-year-olds and then also for 9 to 12-year-olds. And with these week-long programs, it's more of a multimedia approach. We try to expose the children to the works that we have on display in the galleries, and then we use that as inspiration for them to go and complete their own art projects. Drawing, painting, costume-inspired, clay, we cover a lot of ground.
I was wondering how the kids have been responding to the wonderful exhibit right now, the costumes of Alonzo Wilson
they
from Tremé.
They absolutely love it. They walk in and their little faces just light up. They have 1,000 questions. And it creates a great opportunity for us to teach the children about some non-conventional techniques for making art, costumery, bead work, and incorporating a lot of materials that, you know, normally they don't have as much ready access to.
That's one of the things I think is wonderful about the classes that are taught at the Cameron Art Museum is you have the museum itself as a resource.
Absolutely.
And you can take the children and the middle schoolers and the high schoolers into the exhibits and look around, and that can inspire them and inform them.
Mm-hmm. It's great because we cover a lot of different techniques, and you can see it. They get to experience it. So not only themselves, but see what other professional artists are doing. So the exhibits really are very helpful.
Are the classes all in a week-long format, like a summer camp kind of format?
Yeah, for the summer camps, we're offering them week-long sessions from 9 a.m. to 12, and we've also expanded it and offered some 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. options. And I believe the youth art classes are also being offered on that same format. We are continuing to offer adult opportunities, which those schedules are slightly different. We have some weekend workshops, and then we have other programs throughout the week.
And what are some of the adult classes that are ongoing right now?
Hiroshi is teaching some of his clay classes. We have a multimedia class going on, and as well as our life drawing opportunities.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Georgia Mastroini, who is the Director of Youth and Family Education at Cameron Art Museum. Also, Kyra Van Sickle, who is a working artist and an instructor at Studio One. I shouldn't call it. The Museum School.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I also want to give thanks at this point to Donna Moore and Martha Burdett, who I understand are co-directors of the Museum School, working artists themselves, mm-hmm. and really help shepherd this whole thing along. Let's talk briefly about one other class that I saw that's being offered about Shakespeare.
Oh, this is a new program for us that we are thrilled to be offering. It'll be later on in the summer, and it's for students that are middle school age, and older. And it's the opportunity for students to come in, and every day of the week, they will put on a different Shakespeare production, and they'll be involved in all aspects of it, including making the production happen as well as acting in it. And it will culminate on Friday with them putting on a play for their parents.
My gosh, that sounds like a lot of stuff crammed into this one week. My gosh. I want to talk with both of you right now about the teachers that are involved with the Cameron Art Museum summer classes. And let's begin with you, Kyra, your own journey as an artist and how you got into teaching.
Well, it's interesting. I've been working as an artist and studying art for almost 40 years. So I began teaching about 7 years ago. I have a strong academic background in both commercial illustration as well as fine art. The roster of instructors are amazing because of the experience. A lot of us are award-winning artists in our field and in our mediums. And so I think it's a great opportunity for us to share what we've learned and the kinds of things that we like to do with the community and with the students.
For yourself, Kyra, what is your favorite medium to work in, or do you have several?
Well, I have several, but of late I've really begun focusing more on acrylic and acrylic mixed media, as well as encaustic. Encaustic is a hot wax ancient technique, but it's really become popular again. So I'm really enjoying sharing those techniques with my students as well.
And as for you, Georgia, I know that a lot of people that work in various positions at the art museum are artists themselves. Is that true of you
Absolutely.
As well?
Yes, it is. So I try to incorporate the work that I do into what I'm teaching the children.
And have you been involved in art for a long time?
Yeah, I too started studying it at a young age. And throughout my life, I've always been involved in either art or education. So these summer programs are a perfect joining of those two loves of mine.
And how about for yourself? When you're working, if you have time to, in a studio of your own, I don't think that probably happens very often. Is there a particular medium that really makes your heart sing?
I just love to draw with a variety of materials, which is why we actually start our summer camps on Mondays. We focus on drawing those days.
That's the basic, isn't it? Let's see. What else can we talk about? Let's mention some of the other teachers that are in the program.
Well, one of our high school programs, Introduction to Drawing, that's going to be taught by Todd Kerrigan. And he's been a local artist and instructor for years here. Again, another award-winning practitioner. So he's great. And he'll also be doing drawing for the middle school students as well. So the dates for those, I think it's worth mentioning. The youth programs are going to be starting the week of July 8th as well as July 22nd. And anybody interested in getting more information about those classes or the youth camps can go directly to our website and to the museum school link.
Good. It's CameronArtMuseum.com. Again, CameronArtMuseum.com. Easy to find the list of classes there. If you're not computer savvy and you want to talk to a person, you can call 910-395-5999, again, 395-5999, and ask for Keith. Let's talk for just a moment about Hiroshi Tsuyoshi and what a gift he is to this community.
Oh, he's just wonderful. Everybody loves Hiroshi. With our summer camps, we actually get to spend one day with him. On Thursdays, we spend the entire day in his studio with him and his assistant, and he gives the children demonstrations, and he allows them each to take a turn on the wheel, as well as doing a wide variety of hand building. And throughout the year, he's also offering his adult classes, which go quickly. So I would recommend looking on our website sooner than later.
Yes. Now, this last batch of classes that started in June, were those well attended? Have you
Absolutely.
Had...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, it's been great.
All right. So even though the classes start, you said July 8th, was it, the next group starts?
Yes.
And then some on the 22nd. It'd be good to register now. Mm-hmm. So again, go to CameronArtMuseum.com to register for those classes. Any last thoughts about the museum or about the classes or about yourselves? Yes, Georgia.
I also just wanted to give attention to Martha Burdett, who is teaching our youth clay classes. She's actually in the classroom as we speak. And she, too, is a fabulous instructor and doing a wide variety of hand-building projects with the kids. So that's another class that we're extremely proud to be offering right now.
That is so great. And I know that you were mentioning to me, Georgia, that the classes for the youngest children focus a lot on just opening them up to their own creativity.
Absolutely.
Without judgment, so they aren't being shown, as so often happens in a so-called art class in another setting, maybe in a school or maybe in a church nursery school. Here is the turkey we're all going to make.
Now, exactly. These are the we don't approach it quite like that.
Nobody does that.
We try to encourage each child with the lessons that we give them to really bring a little bit of themselves to it. So we encourage them, if we give them a project and they have a different spin on it, we want to see where they want to take it. So it's about building their confidence, getting them comfortable talking about art, getting to know one another, collaborating, and also just experimenting with a wide variety of materials.
That's wonderful. That's what I love to see children being encouraged to do, is just you give them a pile of stuff and say, make something out of this.
And they always come up with better ideas than the adults ever
could. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today. It sounds like you have a great group of classes going on right now and coming up. Again, if for more information about the summer classes at Cameron Art Museum, simply go to CameronArtMuseum.com or call 395-5999 and ask for Keith. Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you,
Kyra.
So much.
Thank you so much.
This is WHQR.